there anything that you would like to give us a sort of last parting advice, any tips or tricks or hacks that you could communicate to the people watching if they are, for example, at the beginning of starting to build and design and implement an innovation portfolio, and perhaps also for those who are already doing it and what they should keep in mind?
Yeah, I always say like, you know, stop imitating stuff that you've seen out in the world. You know, whatever is in the book, when we write books, we tell our stories in a linear way, right? Yes. But we only do that for storytelling purposes only. We do that in order to be able to present a framework, right? Mm. But most, you know, most companies will have some parts of it and some parts they won't have. It's a bit messy out there in the real world. And so my advice to people is always start where you are, mm. right? Figure out where you are, benchmark where you are, find what's missing and find what you have, and then start like working, you know, make a bespoke plan and start working to build in the things that you don't have.
But what about, this makes me think about something else, and the balance between trying to train and coach and help those who are already in the company, employees, compared to recruiting and hiring people from outside who perhaps have more experience from entrepreneurship, innovation, done it all their lives. Where do you see that? Because there's always, on the one hand, you have the challenge of speed, that's right. My phone, that they want to maybe do something very quickly, right?
Do you know what you want to do? You want to stop for 3 seconds and start your question again.
Right. No. Yes. Good point. So it makes me think about something else. Also, the idea here of how you find not just the balance within the innovation portfolio, but maybe the balance in terms of the talent that you need in order to do what you want to do. And on the one hand, the companies want to move quickly to implement when they have an idea what they want to do. But to do so, they need to have the right talent. And to coach and train and mentor people who are employed, who maybe do not have the experience of innovation and entrepreneurship, compared to those who were outside of the company recruiting and hiring people who have that experience, you can move faster. But on the other hand, you're not building the innovation muscle inside the company, right? Because then there are other people coming in from externally, and they might even get ostracized, separated from the company if they come in as a separate team.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that in terms of external, internal training, hiring, moving fast, building innovation muscle at the same time? It's like building the plane while you're flying it.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. And one of the things that I have found most difficult is that a lot of those conversations are treated as dichotomies. Mm-hmm. Like you're either moving fast or you're moving slow. You're either working with internal people or you're working with internal. Like people always act like both things can't be true in the same company at the same time. Mm-hmm. There are situations where large companies have to respond to something quickly that has just happened. And so they need to be fast. But it's also important that they shouldn't always be in permanent crisis mode, right? And mm-hmm. the way to avoid being in permanent crisis mode is to, at the same time, while you're moving fast, build muscle. The question is just to be, again, I always say this, the question is to be conscious of those decisions when you're making them, to be explicit, to be thinking about it strategically, and really try and develop a way to actually manage that. Most of the things are not dichotomous. It is possible to have an innovation lab and have innovation inside the company. It is possible to use M&A and acquire startups and also have internal projects that people are working on. It is possible to do innovation at a product level. It is also possible to do innovation at a business model level. It is possible to do innovation for key functions like HR or technology. Like none of those things are at war with each other at all. And people act as if all these things are actually at war with each other. But you know, all of this stuff can actually be managed and pointed in the same direction with the right framework.
Which makes me think of yet one more question, and that is, what do you think when a customer or a manager or leader says, I think it's everyone's responsibility in the company to do innovation?
I think they're right.
They're right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the modern organization, in a truly modern organization, it's everyone's responsibility in the company to do innovation. Mm-hmm. The question at the heart of the question is everyone capable of doing innovation? Is everyone empowered to do innovation? is everyone supported when they try and do innovation? And does everybody understand that there's a broader meaning to innovation besides just launching your product? All of those are then become questions that underlie the question. And if the leader is saying it's everyone's job to innovate, then they have to kind of create an environment where it's truly everyone's job to innovate, right? The company isn't then start getting out of people's way.
And defining what they mean by innovation, having a framework for that, and also defining what people's roles are going to be, because not everyone is going to be on a full time growth team running lean startup experimentation every day. I mean, people have to also work in business as usual and their cash, protecting their and milking their cash cow. Absolutely. And then you will have some type of innovation going on there, perhaps more similar to lean manufacturing or quality circles, where you're trying to do optimize what you're doing today, right? So,
I mean, that's
it should be everyone's role, but not maybe everyone should be doing Horizon 3 type innovation.
Exactly, and Jeffrey Moore recommends that you just split your company into these various zones, right? To win, zones for where you're doing this core, zones for So yeah, I mean, there is innovation that's happening in the core business, which is mostly around improving the product and improving the business model and making sure things work. And then there's moonshots that are happening in Horizon 3, right? So it is kind of everyone's job to innovate, but you have to kind of, broaden the scope and then also make people understand the space in which they're occupying and what types of innovation.
Exactly. And that's what this portfolio management helps provide a framework and structure for, because then you could just as well say, as you say, it's everyone's job, responsibility to work with innovation. It's also everyone's responsibility to contribute positively to building a long-term innovation portfolio. It's just that how you do that and how you balance it and what you focus on will be different for different people.
It's really great. That's a really great
right. Well, thank you so much for the time and for talking to you. It's always very interesting to talk to you. I remember when we met in Stockholm not so long time ago. I hope we can continue this also in the future. All so right. With that, thank you, Tanai.
All right. Cheers, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.